Are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. With this show, it happened out at the Yossi show. It's a dynamo, the Yossi show. It's rock and roll. Oh,
Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 6 and 5 on News.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Michael's a tropical storm now, moving through Georgia and the Carolinas after hitting the Florida Panhandle, is the most powerful storm recorded to have ever made landfall there.
It was terrifying, honestly. There was a lot of noise. I mean, we thought the windows were going to break any time.
Vance Beau and his mother piled mattresses around themselves for protection at her home in Panama City. A tree punched a hole in the roof. At least two people died in homes hit by fallen trees, a man in Florida and an 11-year-old girl in Georgia. Two astronauts from the United States and Russia are said to be in good condition after an emergency landing in Kazakhstan. A rocket booster failed a few minutes after takeoff.
Search and rescue crews are always pre-staged in the event that something like this does happen.
That's NASA's Brandy Dean. Nick Hague and Alexei Ovchinin had just started the six-hour trip to the International Space Station. This is Fox News.
Crazed killer Michael Myers unleashed terror on Halloween night, and now he's back. And this time, he's got a bad back, and he can't swing a knife like he used to because the bursitis in his shoulder acts up. Michael Myers creeps up on you with his walker, and he doesn't kill you right away because his prostate is enlarged and he has to use the bathroom first. Halloween 2018. Now, get off his lawn.
Morning radio show that's a monster mash, that is, starring Greg Budell.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Jay Scott.
Do you have Prince Albert in a can? You do? Well, you better let the poor guy out.
Emily Hayes. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
So brace yourself. It's bound to get spooky.
Oh.
Here comes three men and a lady.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
We had fried bologna here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Jay?
Why is that?
I don't know. But Emily Hayes is here.
Oh, my gosh.
She hates that thing from Silence of the Lambs. And look at this. It's Rusty Aldridge.
I got a bad feeling about that.
Okay. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
What a week this has been for Rich Thomas with the approach of Michael and a plan that he's had in place for many months now, and sweating out the timing of everything and having to book alternate routes out of town for some very important family business. So this morning we're going to play Rich's weather video, and if there's anything that needs description, I will provide it.
Okay.
Thomas Weather.
The Rich Thomas
Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by these fine sponsors. Hear Rich's forecast hourly on these Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations.
Hey, good morning, everybody, on this Thursday morning. It is the 11th day of October. Rich here, and it seems like Michael was just a bad dream. Hard to believe what happened here. It was one of the most intense hurricanes ever to cross the U.S. coastline, and certainly the most intense hurricane in the history of the Northwest Florida Panhandle. And a storm that, had one of the lowest barometric pressures. Only two other storms had a lower pressure, Camille and the 1935 hurricane. Now, Michael is terrorizing parts of our neighboring states. More on that in a moment. Some of you had some terrifying hours here in Alabama yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, last night with Michael. Now, as Michael moves away, the cold front that is transporting Michael is going to bring in some really nice air for us. So I'm going to give you the details on that on an abbreviated Thursday morning video as I get ready to get on an airplane. Here we go.
There is Michael in the middle of the night as I make this, still terrorizing Georgia as a tropical storm and heading for South Carolina and North Carolina rapidly off to the northeast. A lot of problems still associated with it today. And there is the entire path from tropical depression over the Western Caribbean to intensifying tropical storm, then hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico. And this is Future Radar showing how the storm will rotate into North Carolina and the Middle Atlantic coastal region today with the threat of tornadoes and some very heavy rain. For us, the clouds early, then clearing later, 81 the high today, and low tonight, 53. Northwest winds a little gusty at 10 to 16 miles per hour today. Low temperatures tonight. Do you see low 50s? I see a lot of low 50s. I even see a lot of 40s up in the northern half of Alabama. First thing tomorrow morning, some nice fall air behind this cool front. And Friday should be a beautiful day with blue skies, sunshine, low humidity as the front makes it all the way down to Miami, Florida by then. Saturday, another great day with low humidity, nearly perfect, highs in the upper 70s. Then we look ahead. Sunday's a little warmer with highs in the lower 80s. We see a blue line on the map, another reinforcing frontal system that could bring perhaps a slight chance of showers Monday as it moves through. I've got the rain chances small at 20%, but it's not out of the question that we could see a shower Monday as the front moves through. And then get ready for some more nice air back behind it, because we go back into the 70s for highs on Tuesday and lows by Tuesday night back into 50s and maybe even cooler after that. We're looking for a high of around 76 on Friday. Morning lows back into the mid-50s, both days, Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday's high in the low 80s, slight chance of showers Monday, but then nicer air with high around 77 on Tuesday. And in fact, as we look ahead, the GFS is hinting that we could see a couple of mornings in the upper 40s late next week. Don't take that to the bank yet. That's just, we're just looking out there. And we see a string of some very nice days for the next several days. I don't see anything really hot in our future.
Hurricane Michael, just an incredible piece of weather history. Unbelievable. Hard to grasp. I mentioned I was getting on an airplane in a little while. I'm going to a Arlington National Cemetery funeral tomorrow morning involving my brother and his wife. My brother passed away a little bit earlier this year, and his wife passed away just before him. So we have a ceremony with honors tomorrow at Arlington National Cemetery. Just an amazing honor. And even when I go on the road, your forecast is still on the radio across the dial at 8 radio stations, the Blue Water family of stations, twice an hour. Plus, there'll be a video for you, not a video, but a blog update first thing tomorrow morning from Washington. Have a good day today. I'll see you later. Enjoy the nice weather.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
All right, there in Rich's own words, you understand what he's been sweating the last week, because you just can't reschedule a funeral at Arlington.
No,
with
no,
honors.
Can't.
So not only was it a matter of this hurricane threading the line in a manner that would allow him to get out of town, there were so many factors and so many variables. And I watched this guy who is so much about family sweat all these possibilities to the point where he even bought an alternative plane ticket just in case. So what a week it's been for him. And yes, the storm was amazing yesterday, and we really dodged a bullet.
We did. We got rain all day over over in Elmore County, but we didn't get any wind damage or anything like that. It's just a steady, nice rain.
And I think the best way to describe the highest winds I saw here were they were like precocious at times, but not damaging or threatening. And it was fascinating to watch the radar, because as happy hour was winding down yesterday before we went to Baumhauer's, that big area of green turned into a ball that just started to edge away from the city. And when we got to Baumhauer's, we could see some sunshine starting to peek in behind the, and the sky had a really odd hue to it at sunset yesterday.
That's always strange when you get that.
I got a video, and the clouds, of course, are moving very rapidly because they're all part of this gigantic Michael system.
It was like 2 miles per hour shy of a Category 5.
That's it, yeah, just...
Oh, man. Mexico Beach.
Well, I watched it Wednesday afternoon with Joey, and there was a cycle in that storm where it not only the eye tightened up, and the narrower the eye, the more powerful the storm. And then the cloud reaction around it, this big engine of weather covered hundreds and hundreds of miles, including the clouds we saw come in Wednesday evening. So I imagine it'll be through the course of today, we'll see just exactly what kind of damage was done along the beach areas. And it's pretty well established that Mexico Beach, which I had not heard of. I know a lot of the places people go down.
I'd heard of Mexico Beach because my Aunt Donna has friends that had property in Mexico Beach, as they had property in Mexico Beach. And then a good friend of mine's got a property in Port St. Joe. So, and that's where we were in August. We were in Panama City in August. So I don't know about the family friends condo we stayed in, if it made it through or not. It's just devastating.
Well, I got a picture just a couple of minutes ago. I can't find it now, but Captain Anderson's is not there.
Yeah.
It's gone.
There are, yeah.
Chickens is gone.
I saw a lot of names yesterday in various posts.
Angelo's is gone.
Places that were severely impacted. And, you know, I recall the first year I was in town, I drove down to spend a weekend at Bob Baumhauer's house in Daphne. And we spent half of the Saturday of that weekend. He took me on a tour of the areas that were hit by Ivan.
Yeah.
And there were still buildings that were flattened in the direction of the wind that hadn't been demolished yet. And we just walked through the floor of Bama Bar because it was totally... It was there, but there was... Obviously, it was cleared out, getting ready for it. They rebuilt it, right? Floor of Bama?
Yes.
It was just weird. It was like touring a real estate cemetery, if you will, for lack of a better term. Well, I thought that was a pretty good description.
You're brilliant.
Thank God I have that hotkey for the reassurance here at 618. How are the fried bologna sandwiches?
Very delicious.
I give mine 5.5 stars. Out of 5, I get 5.5.
I'm going to tell you,
You choked up?
I got choked up about it, yeah. You didn't skimp on the bologna.
I got you the best.
I'm telling you, it's not just one slice of bologna, y'all.
He's not a bologna skimper now.
No.
You can't say that about
Rusty
him.
Watched me fry those up. I really did not manage my time well this morning at all. I was like a chicken with my head cut off there for a while, but things are calmly shining. What are we talking about on TV? I forgot something.
Oh, hang on. I got it.
Top 10 fears or something like that?
But could your boss do your job for one day? Well, yes, mine could.
That's what it was, yeah.
I didn't get that.
Let's just not say, Thursday topic.
Can you forward that to me, please?
Absolutely.
To my email.
You know what?
He didn't send it to you.
He didn't send it to you.
Wow.
That's weird.
I wonder if he didn't send it to you because you sent it to him.
He didn't send it to Rich either.
That's interesting.
Forward.
You're right. He didn't send it. What's going on?
Odd. Greg.
Why was I left out? Is there a message deep within this thing?
Oh, please.
I hope not.
Yeah, you're right.
You're fine. You should have it now. It should be sent to you.
Well, I'll look for it. Right now, we're going to get your local news and come right back.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Many evacuees from the Gulf Coast have made their way to the river region because of Hurricane Michael. Some hotels are sold out this week. For a full list of school closings, visit our website, alabamanews.net. A judge has delayed the death penalty trial of a South Carolina man charged with killing his 5 children and burying them in West Alabama. The trial was scheduled to start on Monday. The order signed Tuesday says a new date will be picked once court dates for 2019 are set. And a Millbrook police officer has resigned after allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a student at Stanhope Elmore High School. Officials say there has been no formal complaint in the case, but an internal investigation had already started in the department. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Good morning.
Sleep well?
Morning, Sleeping Beauty.
Morning.
Still sleeping.
You know, it's such a beautiful morning.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday, and
I want some coffee.
I want coffee.
What do you want for breakfast?
Just coffee.
Just coffee.
I'll just have coffee, thanks.
Caffeine is not a food group.
Says you.
Says you.
You know what else I just realize?
What?
It's showtime.
I got to do a big shout out during our TV segment today, and it is about, could your boss do your job for one day? Something to think about right now.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
This is something that has been debated quite a bit over the last number of years, and every day there's another celebrity that seems to think that we'll all benefit by their, because they were imbued with a superior brain. After all, I'm a big star.
Yeah.
I'm famous.
Why
you need to know what I think.
Why wouldn't they be smarter than us?
I live behind a very expensive gated mansion, and from there, I can see the rest of America.
Wow.
And you're going to think what I think, right? Well, they finally did a survey on this very topic. And here's the question. Do people give a rat's ass what celebrities think? The answer is
no.
No, they don't. A third of people said celebrities should not share their political and social opinions. A third said they should, because after all, it is their right. 12% said they can, but only on a personal level like social media. 40% said that when celebrities express their opinion, it's not all effective, effective in influencing their opinion. 70% said somewhat effective, and the sheeple, which totaled 7%, said it's very effective. Duh. So whatever Taylor Swift says, I'm going to vote. 11% say they've donated to a cause because a celebrity encouraged them to. J.J. Watt's Hurricane Harvey relief, something like that.
Yeah.
The guy's making an effort to help his hometown. He got donations from all over the country, and it's not because he represented an ideology. It's he represented the best in people.
Right.
You know, that's why people were... And he raised, $35 million on his own following Harvey last year.
Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 say they've shared or reposted a celebrity's political social media post. I have, but only to make fun of it. 2/3 haven't, 13% don't know if they've done it for what it's worth. About 4 out of 10 respondents identified as Republican, 36 as Democrats, 24% as Independents. So that's interesting. And the thing that prompted the survey was Taylor Swift, who I liked her music. I had no problem with her, and I didn't know what her political leanings were. And I wish it had stayed that way.
Well, I think her political leanings is to get a boyfriend, break up with him, write a song about it, and then move on.
Yeah, humiliate him. John, was she with John Mayer? Did he miss her?
It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were together, but you can't even count John Mayer because he's kind of a Lothario as it is.
Really?
A Lothario.
Yeah, I mean, he was with Jessica Simpson and Jennifer Love Hewitt. And
but who's Taylor Swift been with? I mean, they kind of should go together, right?
I know, but maybe that's why they didn't stick together, is because they're too much of the same.
Mm, true.
Hmm. All right.
It's been your radio psychology moment.
About an hour from now, we'll be deeply engaged with Jay's Random Facts.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you'll be joining us at that time and making notes so that you can play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Do you know that because I bought the special last week, and bread is always $1.09 a loaf, that I was able to make three enormous and delicious fried bologna sandwiches for less than $2.
Jake at the Clean Plate Award.
Yeah, of course. I always get the Clean
Plate
Award.
What do you guys put on fried bologna? What do you...
Mustard. I didn't put anything on it at all. I ate it dry. I didn't know.
I ate it the way that it was prepared, but normally I just put mustard.
Yeah, yeah, and you had that lovely cheese on there, too, so that kind of was...
Yes, and that was, you know what kind of cheese that was? That was gift cheese from these guys.
Gift cheese?
Gift cheese.
Gift cheese? Get out of here.
It's a little bit, the quality's better than government.
Yeah.
Okay. Been there, done that now.
It was part of my birthday present. It's great. It's a mild cheddar. So I stuck a slice of that on there, and that didn't cost me anything because it was given to me by my generous coworkers, who I love.
No.
This week at Food Outlet, everything is cost plus 10% throughout the store. So that $1.09 loaf of bread that I made the sandwiches with, it'll be $1.09 when I go there this weekend. But oftentimes, they price that down well below $1. And I hadn't seen bread below $1, gosh, since I moved here for sure. Maybe the 90s. This week, ground beef, $1.94 a pound. That's USDA fresh ground beef, $1.94 a pound. You can buy it in the 10-pound torpedo tube, or you can get it in the package and use it as you need it. 2.5 dozen Weiss medium eggs, $1.95. So that's 30 eggs. If you want a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, you can get 150 eggs for $10. Think of all the meals you can make with that.
Some days, you just need 150 eggs.
Mm-hmm. You can cook up some Gwaltney bacon with that. That's $2.25 a package. Or if you're a cereal person, Frosted Flakes. Fat-free Frosted Flakes, $1.96 for the big box. At Food Outlet, New York Strips, $4.76 a pound. So I'll be browsing those, because one morning next week, that'll be a breakfast here.
Mm.
So try Food Outlet, and when you price compare, you're going to realize you've been way overspending at the chain grocery stores. It is an illusion that their buying power keeps their prices low. I've done the research. I've done the footwork. That just is not true. All right, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and Coliseum Boulevard. And you'll see me there around 7:45, 8 every Sunday morning taking pictures of their chicken tenders. It's not because I'm a chicken tender pervert. It's just that Bailey likes to know she's going to have her chickens.
I can see you got the trench coat with the collar turned up and everything. You know.
I'm on a mission.
Everybody's got their thing.
We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. Guess who gets to do the timeline today?
You do.
Me. And it's
exciting.
It's a pretty weak day, so it won't take long to get through it. And our Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson by substitute teacher, me, is a song that, I was able to pull it out of the system.
If you'll tell me what you want.
I could find the word. No, I didn't think of it. I've been so busy. Let's go down and talk to Mr. Waka Waka.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco. Great food and a great time.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, one day post-hurricane. Everything's okay. Don't see anything but some wet roads out there, and there are some wet roads out there. So be very careful this morning. No accidents, no delays. On the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway are all good. Not seeing anything on the 31 so far this morning. Go to ReinhartToyota.com, hit that big green button, and unlock your special price. The 2019 models have started arriving, and you can shop from home. Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You're all set. Here's your Wind Creek Rewards card.
Thank you.
And here's all your free play.
Oh, I can't wait to play.
Your free dining offers.
Yum, delicious.
Free hotel stays.
Oh, this bed's comfy.
And so much more. All right, Joe, back her in.
Oh, wait, what is all this?
There's so much more.
Amazing.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With football season here, let United make sure your home is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your system has been struggling, go ahead and get it tuned up or get a free estimate to replace it.
A tune-up on your system now will probably get you through the rest of the year and save you a major repair in the middle of the winter when you need it the most.
Sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and a longer lifespan.
Score a touchdown when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
With the timeline for the 11th day of October at 6:32, here's me filling in.
Let's hear it for you.
For Rich Thomas. 96 years ago, 1922, the FBI's first female special investigator was appointed. Her name was Roberta Mueller. Okay, that sound you heard was that joke sailing about 4 miles over.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I got it.
Kind of a long lob. It was in the air for a bit.
I took it.
And then it finally came down and I caught it.
I got it. Yep.
By the way, have you noticed how there's none of the news channels, they don't care about the Mueller investigation. I don't even know what's going on. It hasn't found anything. It's time for that to go away. Something that happened in 1936 on this date still affects us today when the media first discovered that it's a good idea to give away cash and prizes on the radio.
Wow. That's been good and bad for some people.
Yeah. Yep.
It happened on the CBS show Professor Quiz.
Professor Quiz.
He would ask questions, and if they could stump the professor, they won a $25 prize.
And then that was like...
$25 then would be like
a buttload of money.
I could do the thing. What time was it?
1936.
That was like $12,000 back then.
Well, Jay is looking. Well, how long does that take you to do that?
As long as it takes the
internet.
Yeah, the internet to load the page.
Yes.
And it seems to be taking a while. Okay, so the amount was 25?
25.
In
1936.
36 to 2018. $450.
Wow.
A life-changing amount of money.
Yes. You could have the kids' operation.
But let's not forget, too.
God.
In 1936, though, remember, that was during the Depression.
Yeah.
And the dollar was a big
deal. And, you know, all those kids needed an operation.
The culture of America was forever changed. And for the most part, for the better, on this date, 43 years ago, when the first episode of Saturday Night Live was broadcast.
It's Saturday Night Alive! With that one guy you've never heard of, that other guy you've never heard of, and that woman who kind of looks familiar from last season, who's now in a ton more sketches since Kristen Wiig left, featuring that chubby chick, musical guest, and an out-of-tune band that's already fallen off the Billboard charts. And your host, that guy who's been on the show a million times already. Ladies and gentlemen, either Alec Baldwin or Steve Martin or John Hamm.
On the same day that Saturday Night Live premiered, in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
That's just up the road.
A couple was married.
Okay.
And the preacher asked... the man in this couple was asked, do you promise to love, honor, and obey this woman so long as you live? And he said, yes.
Oh, I know where you're going now. Is.
Yeah, what a... The sham wedding of the last two centuries, this uh-huh. one in the 20th, is 43 years old today. 1984, Space Shuttle Challenger astronaut Dr. Kathy Sullivan became the first U.S. woman to walk in space.
Mm-hmm.
Red Fox died of complications from the real big one he had on this date in 1991. He was 68, of course. We still kind of, you're familiar with Sanford and say,
they're coming to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, the big one. This is it. I know this is the big one.
Yeah. You big dummy.
Yeah. That was in 1991. And other than that, Korn released their first album on this date, 1994. So it's been kind of a slow day, historically speaking.
Yeah.
Today's Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson is about a band. I actually got to watch them perform, went backstage and interviewed them. And I believe this is from the album called Ass. Let's look at Emily Hayes, deep into those baby blues. Give me the bad finger.
Guess I got what I deserve.
I just did. It was look at Emily. It was terrible.
Kept you waiting there too long, my love. All that time.
Substitute teacher, so show me that level of respect when I fill in for Rich. Like I said, I kind of had to pick a song that I could get out of the system and not one that I necessarily wanted to do. All right, question around the group. How old is Hall of Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall?
68. Yeah, I want to say he's in his 60s. Am I right to thinking he's in his 60s?
No.
57.
Wow. He's 70.
72.
Whoa.
Yeah. Here's the list of people celebrating birthdays today that I really don't know. Michelle Trachtenberg, Bradley James, Matt Bomer.
No.
That's Bomer. Emily Deschanel, 42.
No.
Deschanel.
Well, there's a lot of ways. How about if we just compromise and call her Deschanel number 5?
See what you did there.
Yeah, that was good. Jane Krakowski is 50.
She's a hoot and a holler.
Yeah. David Morse is 65. And there's not a lot of dead or alive opportunities here, so let's just say Eleanor Roosevelt was born on this date. And in the words of Rich Thomas...
Not a good-looking woman.
No. No.
World Food Day is today. 20 days till Halloween, 22 days until Bohemian Rhapsody debuts in the
theaters. Yes.
And we have 24 days of daylight savings time. And that is your timeline with me, Greg Budell.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. As Michael quickly pulls away from the area, dramatic changes in our weather. Cloudy early today, then big improvements by afternoon with partly cloudy skies with a high temperature around 81. Mainly clear tonight, much cooler as a cool front moves through the area. Low to mid-50s for the overnight low temperature. How about that? Blue skies, sunshine tomorrow and Saturday with high temperatures in the 70s and lows at night in the 50s. And then a beautiful day on Sunday with a high temperature in the low 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Anybody know what the current temperature is?
The 12. Current temp outside is 74.
It's on your watch?
It's on my watch.
Your morning. Energize your
fancy
day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you switched places with your boss and they had to do your job for a day, could they?
Yeah, 42% of people in a new survey said no. 33%, including me, said their boss could do their job because they used to do this job. And 25%, they just weren't sure.
You know, I read a meme on Instagram yesterday that said behind every baby boomer is a millennial that can open their PDFs for them. All right, there's a lot to talk about, so let's hear from
my dad.
Morning show at Newstalk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, I'm getting a head start on my Little Red Riding Outfoot costume for Halloween this year. Oh.
Are you going to be the wolf?
Oh. Well, you know...
A wolf in cheap clothing.
I didn't mean that in a mean way, actually.
Does that answer your question?
The mustache and the hair, you know.
You have hair. You must be the wolf.
I have to open by doing a shout out to somebody who does a great job. And he's a viewer. So I just want to thank Mr. Chappelle, who works up the street at the SAS. I had an issue with my account that has been troubling me since August 4th. I went over there yesterday. I was shocked at how fast I got in, and Mr. Chappelle took my case and had it resolved in less than an hour. And I was so grateful. I mean, I was just so appreciative of that. And can my boss do my job?
Yes.
I think if he could, he'd be doing it to save the money he has to pay me.
Right.
No, but actually, my boss, who I've known for almost 40 years, he's told me he couldn't do my job, and I feel appreciated in that regard. Back to you, Emily.
He could do my job.
No.
Yes, he could. Trust me.
No. Nobody could bring the charisma that you do to the radio station. By the way, this homeless guy...
Is that
chorizo?
That's two. That's two for you now. She's on fire.
By the way, this is our homeless friend.
We picked
him up this morning.
Yes.
I made fried bologna sandwiches for the gang.
I showed up for bologna.
And that's another thing I can do that the boss can. I'm a good cook.
Words. Really? You don't think the buttery one can cook?
The buttery, but does the buttery one come here at 5:30 in the morning?
Oh, no, I didn't cook a breakfast. Of course not. No.
No.
Well, there you go.
No.
And I manage that in the middle of all the other chaos that takes place around here in the morning.
At the same rate of...
Our boss could...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes?
Go ahead. Our boss could definitely do our job. Everyone still knows Glenn Halbrook. Sometimes, you know,
sure,
we'll be out with Glenn,
yeah,
and they'll recognize him and not us.
They ask
and he hasn't
where
been on
he
the
is.
Air in 4 years, you know?
I actually did some on-the-air stuff with Glenn during the American Idol days a few years ago. I'd come in and do a nightly recap and prediction on who would get booted off the show. And he's a great guy. I love the fact
he is,
that
he's a good man.
If he likes what you do, he kind of lets you be you. And I think that's something that's missing in a lot of radio and TV these days. You guys have nice, great personalities. They come across on the air, and we get a chance to do that here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say that
these
think that...
These aren't real personalities.
Yeah.
We just
asked. These are
fake. I think that as much as... Yeah. We could, or like there are parts of my job that I'm sure he couldn't do, and there's parts that he could. But in the same rate, there are parts of his job that there's no way I could do what he does. So kind of goes back and forth.
Well, he does one thing better than any of us here. He signs our checks, and we really appreciate that.
You know, last boss I had couldn't do his job. So those guys, you know.
But
I couldn't be a homeless man either. So I
Rusty's not homeless.
You have to work at it. That
see, Rusty has a critical.
I'm out.
Rusty is. If we had five microphones, he'd be here every day. But he is the behind the scenes producer for so much funny stuff for the show. But he loves to joke, and that's why.
We call him our fifth Beatle. He does a lot of production stuff.
I was just
And I'm also the poster child for Haircuts Today.
Oh, my gracious.
Like it. Yeah, all right, guys. Good to talk to you.
Likewise.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That went astonishingly well.
She's funny.
She is hot.
She was going off tonight. She was just funny.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're done with your...
Well, come on, man.
Why? It's going to be known tomorrow.
No!
What?
And she posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, not everybody's friends with her on Facebook, and it's not our place.
Oh, a secret. Ooh.
Putting us in.
I don't know.
I have to tell my homeless friends.
when you're around the drum fire.
Yes, when I'm
under the overpass.
Yes, under the overpass and the drum fire.
Tonight, will you let them know?
Get some beanie weenies out there. And, hey, boys, look what I heard. You know.
Y'all.
Y'all what?
It's sad.
What's sad?
I don't necessarily know that it is. I think this is probably a good opportunity for her.
I'm talking about your description of homeless people.
Oh.
It's sad.
I've been there.
Why is it sad to describe Rusty as a homeless person?
It's
Rusty.
Now I'm going to start getting stuff from homeless people on my phone.
Yeah, because
What do you mean?
It's sad. Where to go
all right, now this is a note from Mike Bird, the Birdman of Tennessee.
Yeah, I just got it.
I was drinking coffee but lost it all when Greg called Rusty a homeless guy, and Rusty said he was only there for the bologna. Yeah.
That Michael Bird, he is something else.
Yeah, look, this guy here is a joke. I've been homeless, so I know what it's like.
It's the picture that was painted. It just makes me sad. I get sad sometimes.
We are a wisecracking morning show.
I know, and I'm usually okay with that, but you know, just like Whitney said, I get so emotional.
And now...
Shame.
Filling me.
Shame.
From the feet.
Shame.
On up.
Lort.
Lort.
I've never really been home. I've been between homes a couple times.
Yeah, I couch surfed.
So, you know, yeah. So, as far as I got.
Always had a job, though.
Yeah.
A gentleman I saluted in the shout-out who does watch us every morning, and I didn't even know that until we were almost done yesterday. You know, I've been dealing with this situation and couldn't get it resolved, and I thought I was losing money and all this other stuff. And so I just went over there yesterday and said, I'm not leaving until I figure out how to get this solved. And I was shocked. The place was crowded. The SSA building up the street. But they were calling numbers. People were getting seen. It took me maybe less than 10 minutes to get called back. And this gentleman, Mr. Chappelle, he was determined to get it fixed. And he not only got it fixed, he backdated everything so that I'm not losing a penny.
Well, there you go.
I was like that cartoon. You ever see the cartoon? Something happens with money, and the guy sits there, and he sees a bag with a dollar sign on it. Little wings. That's what it was like.
That's happened to me.
And, you know, I also have to be honest in this regard, too. We have, at times, you know, it's the government and blah, blah, blah. What's that? I've got that one little drop I play here. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
That's funny.
Ronald Reagan actually was the one that invented that little line.
Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Because they rarely make things better.
Yeah.
But I was so impressed yesterday, and I said, I have to give you a shout-out because the burden that... This is something I've had somewhere at varying levels since August 4th.
So this is Mr. Chappelle.
Mr. Chappelle.
Hats off to Mr. Chappelle.
And in general, the attitude, the demeanor over there was like it was busy, but they were getting things done.
They're taking care of business.
Looks like we have a traffic situation.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
And we'll get that from Gary G.
How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Just driving around, driving myself nuts. But look, I-65 is a parking lot from, as far as I can see, from Hopewell all the way back to Montgomery on the southbound side.
So people are trying to get back.
Ah, yeah.
It is, bumper to bumper.
No.
All right, so that's Hope Hall all the way back to Montgomery?
Yes, sir, and I think it's actually on the other side of the Hope Hall exit. I can't see that far. I just went over the overpass headed towards Hyundai, and I could just see it both sides.
I appreciate the update. We'll get that down to the traffic dungeon. Thank you.
You bet. Have a good morning.
You too, Gary. There's a good guy. Linda, good morning to you.
Good morning. I want to tell you that I went to the Seafood Bistro and had the best lunch the day before yesterday.
Fantastic. That's right. Fantastic
we
news, Linda.
That.
A good word for Paul.
Love hearing that.
And yes, we do. We absolutely do. We're going to give away a $10 gift card later this morning.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to have to find a way to see if I can't get around that 65 South thing. I'm going to Pensacola.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you from there? Are you going to see somebody or see about somebody?
I'm going for a sorority function.
Oh, okay. I love Pensacola. I'm trying to think of alternate ways that you can get there, like back roads.
I would wait a day, if you could.
Oh, I can't. I already waited a day.
Oh. Man.
I'll get there.
I know how to, like, because I lived in Mobile for close to 10 years. I know back roads from there.
All right. Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you what we'll do, Linda. If anybody has a suggestion, they can call it in. We'll put them on the air.
Okay.
I'll
listen.
I just took a look at the time, and we're like really kind of sort of behind the eight ball here a little bit. But if anybody has a suggestion on an alternate route to Pensacola, call us at 272-9228, and we'll pass it along. Thank you. At 651, the cheap and trashy won't be long, but there's a couple of good stories in there today.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. Not hitting the snooze button will make us more productive. There's a smartphone app that takes waking up to a whole new level. The Wakey app turns your phone into a social alarm clock that allows complete strangers from all over the world to wake you up. All you have to do is set your alarm and the app calls you at the appropriate time and connects you with a random stranger who has 60 seconds to get you out of bed. The theory behind it is that most people have a hard time falling back to sleep after being awakened by a total stranger. Now Solomon would probably have liked the Wakey app. In Proverbs 6 he warned, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, and poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. And scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. So what if this week I go to bed 30 minutes earlier each night? And what if I make myself get out of bed in the morning? Not hitting that snooze button will make us all more productive, and that'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
When it comes to trucks, I say the bigger the better. But when it comes to my truck payment, well, that's another story. A buddy told me he found the lowest rates on auto loans at ASE Credit Union. Anyone can walk in and apply or give them a call. And ASE makes their decisions locally, which makes getting a loan faster and easier. I don't need the approval of some national bank. I'll keep my business and my truck right here in Alabama. It's your life. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It is 6:55. We just had a call from a listener about finding an alternate way to Pensacola, was it?
Yes.
All right, we have some folks that want to try and help her out. Papa John.
Hey, I traveled this for a long time. I know every hog trail there is, but it's real simple. From Montgomery, go 331 till you get to Luverne, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Take 29 south. That'll take you all the way to Pensacola.
Yep. Okay.
It'll go. You'll go through Andalusia, Bruton, Cantonment, Century, on into Pensacola. It's a simple drive.
All right. We really appreciate that heads up. Thank you, Papa John. Let's go to Bill.
Hey, Greg. How you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. On I-65 southbound, that's a car accident.
Oh.
Right before exit 164. It looks like it'll be tied up a little bit. They can get off at Selma and go around it, though, because it's right before the Hyundai exit.
Gotcha. Okay. We appreciate that info. That's an update. Thanks. All of you who just called, by the way, are entered in our grand prize drawing, which will take place tomorrow around 8:55. Would you hear this sound?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
All right, to get that information out, I've moved the cheap and trashy to after Rich's weather in the next hour because I have the authority to do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
You made an executive decision.
Of course.
Yeah.
And we're backing you up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'll hold your coat, man. I got this.
So right now we can go to Emily for a word about Milberg Family Chiropractic.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, here to talk to you about Dr. Jeff Pasley yes. and the fine folks at Milberg Family Chiropractic. Don't live in pain, my friends, whether it's an old football injury or... You know, maybe you had a rough childhood like I did with my brother. And sometimes those injuries come back and they flare up and they cause you pain and you don't want to be taking pain medication every, you know.
Yeah, you didn't have money for the operation as a kid, did you?
No.
If you had $25 in 1935,
$25.
She was participating in quizzes.
Bless it. But real talk, though, the thing about Dr. Jeff Pasley, personally, that I like the most is that he explains to you what's going on, what his plan is to fix it, and how you're part of that plan because you've got to want to do the work as well as far as the exercises go. Like, I don't want to have to deal with any kind of rotator cuff surgery down the road. So mm-hmm. that's what we're working on, is that I do these exercises to strengthen up everything around in that area so I can be on the right path. So if you want to be on the right path to feeling better, not living with pain, not being dependent on pain pills, call Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbrook Family Chiropractic, 285-8483, 285-8483. Visit them online at milbrookchiropractor.com to fully understand the process of what's going to happen when you start seeing him, the beginning, middle, and end of it. And the end of it is your continuing care. So go see them today, Highway 14 in Milbrook, Milbrook Family Chiropractic.
Got a Facebook message from, I love this name, Kelly Tribble Beardshear, who also mentioned that the accident is on 65 at the 164 exit. Here's one from Bill Yancey. The wreck is at the 167 mile marker southbound on 65. I meant to say the 163 right before you get to Hopewell. So anyway, 65 is going to be a little bit of a problem. In the short term, for now, let's go to Rick Walker downstairs, catch up, left Fox News, Rich's forecast, and then today's Cheap and Trash. Good story about Fleetwood Mac.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Have an accident on 65 southbound. It's around mile marker 164. That's just below Selma Highway, which is Highway 80. And it has traffic backed up pretty steady there. So be very careful if you're headed down 65 southbound. The rest of 65 looks okay. The northbound, no problem there. And southbound from up around Prattville, looking good coming into the city. Boulevard looks pretty strong going all the way around. Nothing on 85 going through town. Registration for mini-term B classes at Trenum State is going on until today, with classes starting tomorrow. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a